and welcome to Friends in Your Ears, a podcast where podcaster Kathy Campbell interviews podcasters about their favorite podcasts on a podcast. I'm joined today by two incredible people. I have with me Dr. Darian Parker and Jessica Woad. Hello, friends.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, Darian, would you like to introduce yourself and let everyone know where they can find you on the internet?
Yes, I'm Darian Parker. I'm located in wonderful Blaine, Washington, right on the U.S.-Canadian border. And I host a podcast called Dr. D's Social Network. Can be found on all major podcasting platforms. And focus of the show is open, genuine, meaningful conversation with guests from all different disciplines all over the world, literally speaking to anybody about anything. Focus on just good quality conversation between two human beings. So that's my podcast. And beyond that, I've been in the fitness and wellness business for 20 years as a personal trainer, luxury high-end gym operator, and a fitness executive. So that is pretty much me in a nutshell.
That's amazing. And I bet you're seeing a lot of good feedback right now for these open conversations in this phase that we're in. People are really wanting that social interaction in ways that they can't get it right now.
Yeah, most definitely. There's never have a loss for guests and conversations. It feels like, just meeting a lot of new friends on a regular basis. So it's really awesome. My podcast comes out every Monday and Thursday, release about 4 episodes a week total. So it's a pretty prolific
wow
podcast. So it's running and gunning constantly. So we're in about a year in and 120 episodes so far.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Thank
a lot
you.
Of work, a lot of work, but
yeah,
great
yeah.
job.
Thank you.
All right, Jessica, what about you?
Sure. So I am the co-host of Blessed Are the Feminists. We are an interview style podcast. On each episode, we interview a different guest who identifies as both Christian and feminist about how those identities intersect in their life, whether they're intention or complement each other. And you can find us at blessedarethefeminists.com, or we are on Twitter and Instagram at Holy Feminists, because Blessed Are the Feminists was too long for those usernames.
I hear you there. My Twitter is Friends in Ears, because your was like, I tried Friends in the UR ears and that didn't work. And it's like, really? I needed one more letter. That's all.
Right.
The games we play. Super fun. All right. So let's dive right in with the very first, very important question. How did you start listening to podcasts? And what were some of the first ones that you found?
I know for me, it wasn't that long ago, actually, maybe like a couple years ago. And I was turned on to, I think it was NPR has a collection of podcasts that I like. And specifically, I really like Hidden Brain.
Mm.
And also Freakonomics is really good. I enjoyed that. So I was listening to those. And then most recently, I've been really into Andrew Yang's podcast, Yang Speaks. I think those, they kind of got me into it. And then it just really, the ball started rolling after that. But I would say I'm not like constantly listening to podcasts. It's kind of a thing where I really enjoy it, but like, and it just kind of, I pick my spots and when I'm listening.
Well, and it's hard too when you're recording so many podcasts a week. that does minimize the amount of listening time. It's always amusing to me when people come on and they're like, "Oh, I don't listen to a ton of podcasts necessarily," but it's like you're still here. You're still like you can enjoy podcasts and just not be able to find a lot of time. Or you pick and choose the ones you want. And then there's others that are like, oh yeah, I'm listening to podcasts, 20 hours a day. And there is no wrong way to listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
There's no, it's enjoyable for you, however you do it. And so you're doing great. How about that? Now you can continue with your day now that you have my permission.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, Jessica, what about you? What got you started?
So I started listening to podcasts a long time ago, back in 2007.
Nice.
I started, so at the time I was hoping to become a copy editor. I was in college at the time and I somehow found Grammar Girl. And so I started listening to her podcast, Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing, I think is what it's called. And this was like, I mean, I'm talking, I had an iPod classic, like with the click wheel.
Nice.
And I was downloading the podcast through iTunes. And then eventually she, you know, added some different quick and dirty tips podcasts. And so I started listening to those as well. And after a while, I eventually branched out of the Quick and Dirty Tips Network. But for a long time, those were the only podcasts that I was listening to.
Hey, you know what? That's a great way to start, especially when you had to go through all of the work of downloading it on a computer and plugging in your device and hoping that you had enough podcasts to last however long you were going to be away from your computer. That game
right,
was
exactly
it was a rough game to play. I always had to have like at least one album of music to listen to just in case I ran out of like podcasts, so I could listen to something and not just have silence. And yeah, that was an interesting game. I'm so glad that we are in the world we live in now.
Right now it's like unlimited yes, content
and you can just
stream.
Just pick it right there.
Exactly.
Yeah, so great.
Yeah. The reason that I know that it was 2007 was because that summer I had an internship, like learning to be a copy editor. But before they actually got me into any copy editing training, this was at the Four Dummies imprint that John Wiley & Sons has. And so they had like this giant room that was like every Four Dummies book that had ever been published. And they wanted me to go through, because of course I'm the intern, they want me to go through and make sure that all of them are in alphabetical order, which is like the most mindless task. And so for days I was listening to the Grammar Girl podcast as I'm going through and like checking to make sure every single Four Dummies book is in the right order.
Oh my goodness. That's a lot of work. But yeah, hey, now you always know when you started listening. That's great.
Exactly.
All right. Let's move on to the next question. What made you actually want to start making a podcast?
This question, I think, is really kind of it has like a little bit of a story, but for me, it's kind of a tale of two thoughts. One, honestly, I was just sitting in my kitchen talking to my wife, and I had this sense. I was like, I think I should do a podcast. That's literally what I said. And I had no reason for it. Like initially, it was just like, I think I should do this. And my wife goes, great. Anytime you say you're going to do something, it becomes this huge production. Like you're going to start this whole thing. It's going to be like, you're going to be super into it. Of course, that happened. And I started going crazy and producing all these shows. As I told you, I'm constantly doing stuff. But I also, as I really thought about it after I wanted to do it, was really the origin of it was, you know, I've been on LinkedIn for probably around 13 years, like a really long time. And it's really the only social media I've been consistent with, or professional media. And I'm having about 6 or 7 just no agenda networking calls with strangers every week. And I thought to myself too, I'm like, I should make this a podcast. I'm already doing it. I'm just not recording it. And so it felt like a natural transition for me to just talk to a lot of strangers. I was doing it anyways. And there was just amazing stories off air. And I was like, people need to hear these. These are great stories. Great conversations. And I also wanted to do it just because I wanted to help people learn how to have conversation again.
Yeah.
And see, well, not see, obviously, but listen how I was creating chemistry with my guests on air, because I don't know anybody, generally speaking. I mean, I start knowing them after time, but generally the listeners listening to me develop chemistry at the same time as they are when they're listening to it. So it feels like sometimes it could be a little awkward. Sometimes it could be like you can feel like we hit it off right from the get-go. And I wanted that because I think that's real conversation. It is not scripted. It's just, it is what it is. You come into a conversation with somebody and sometimes it just clicks and sometimes it doesn't. And I wanted to highlight that with my show.
That's amazing. It's very similar to what I do with this show as well, with the exception of podcasts that I've found other ways. I don't listen to the podcasts of my guests that come on because I want them to tell me about themselves. I don't want to come in and say, oh yeah, well, you know, back in May of 2016, mm-hmm. when you talked about this, because most of my listeners are going to be introducing themselves to you too. And so being able to ask the right questions to learn more about the people behind the podcasts and really meld with them in this little intimate circle of a show when I'm in whoever's ears are listening to this is something really special to me as well. And then afterwards I end up binging on my guests' podcast. But I like that same thing, that sometimes it's awkward, and that's okay too. Not everything is going to be perfectly scripted.
No problem. Yeah. No, I just didn't want it to be polished in that way. I just wanted it to be, I wanted to just be real. Like, I mess up sometimes. Sometimes I, you know, the words don't come out. I'm talking to somebody and I'm like, I have to really think about what they just told me. Like, and it's like silence. And I think that's okay to have long pauses and really be thoughtful and think about things. So
one thing I've found doing interviews, and I don't know if you've experienced this, Darian, but I always kind of go in nervous that, you know, we're not going to be able to make it into a conversation, but you always end up, you know, finding something to connect on, or people are telling their stories. And that's really interesting. What I have found is that the only times that it becomes difficult is when people come on the show with an agenda or with a different idea of what they want to say. And, you know, because the whole point of our podcast is to get things out of the realm of like theological, theoretical, scholarly discussion around gender and talk about everyday lives and people's everyday stories. And so when people come on with a theological agenda, it makes it very difficult to dig into those personal stories.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Jessica, what made you want to start recording a podcast?
Well, I listened to podcasts for a very long time before I ever thought about making one myself. So like I said, 2007, and we just started the podcast last year in 2019. So
wow.
It was a long time before I thought of it as something that I could do myself. But I was very into the blogosphere for a long time. I had a blog where I wrote about faith and life and things like this. And what I found was that a lot of the conversations that were happening on the progressive Christian blogosphere were very much stuck in that space of like biblical interpretation and like, are women allowed to speak? And, you know, I didn't really grow up with that. I grew up in a very progressive household. And so like, I was like, okay, like I already accept that, you know, women can do whatever they want. Gender doesn't have to limit you, and you can still have, you know, faith, or ascribe to a Christian denomination. But like, what does that actually mean in everyday life? Like, how are people actually navigating this tension between, you know, as a feminist, I'm like, I want to stand up for myself. I don't want to put other people ahead of me, but also like my faith tells me that serving others is important. And, you know, sometimes humbling myself is important. And like, how does that play out in everyday life? And so I had these questions in my head, and I didn't really see anybody going past the like biblical interpretation to just talk about that. And so I thought maybe I would write a book and try to like interview people and just kind of pull out common themes about those tensions. And I was talking to someone about this who said, like, you should consider doing a podcast where other people can actually hear those stories in full from beginning to end about individual people's lives and what they're wrestling with. And so I thought, okay, maybe I'll do that. But it kind of like, you know, brewed in the back of my mind for a long time. And then I went to PodCon 2 in Seattle last year. It was January 2019. And I went to the Lady Pod Squad meetup. And so everyone's like talking about what podcast they have. And I'm like, I'm just here as a, you know, female podcast fan. And I was like, but I have thought about this. And everyone was like, do it now.
Yes.
And so I finally started, and the group and the conference was all really helpful in trying to figure out the practical aspects of like, okay, if I were going to really do this, like, what would I have to know? What would I have to buy? And then looping in my co-host and getting his help with setting everything up. And then we made it a reality, and we launched in August 2019.
That's amazing. I love the collaboration and support that comes with the podcast community. It seems like anyone that either is like a fan of podcasts or has a friend that's a podcaster, as soon as someone says, I have an idea for a podcast, instead of saying, well, here's links to five others that are already doing it. But I mean, I guess if you want to, most of the time, these stories that I hear, people are turning around and saying, yes, you should. Here, let me help you, which seems sort of rare and unique in this community, especially one that's been around for so long. That, and obviously there's going to be individual ideas that other people are going to pass around and very particular personalities. But for the most part, everyone is so welcoming and supportive. And I love that about this group of people.
Yeah, absolutely. That was one thing that was amazing about sitting around the table at the Lady Pod Squad meetup was you had people who, you know, are just one-off sitting in their basement recording by themselves. And you had people who had whole like production staff who, you know, they had scripts and sound effects and all of these things. And we're just like all sitting around one table, all helping each other, sharing ideas, supporting one another. And it's such a cool community.
I would say the same thing. Like every podcaster I've met has been a wonderful person. I get the opportunity to interview lots of podcasters on my show, and everybody wants to help each other. And I think it's a good lesson for humans in general and the world. You know, podcasting is such a positive environment, and I wish that more of that was highlighted in our larger society with that, because I've never encountered a podcast that was like very territorial or was, you know, like you said, like, oh, I don't know, that's a saturated market or something like that. It's just like, that's great. How can we help each other? How can we, you know, promote each other's shows or whatever it is? So it's a really wonderful community to be a part of.
I agree. And gives me happy butterflies when I think about it. All right. So we're on to, before we talk about your favorite podcast, I'm going to ask you what, if you hit play on your podcast app of choice, what podcast would come through the speakers?
I think for me, it would honestly probably be the latest one I've been listening to, which is former Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang, and his Yang Speaks podcast. I was turned on to him probably about a year ago when he was really a nobody and was deciding to run for the Democratic nomination for the presidency. And I was like, this is just a real regular person, like a real dude, very flawed, really interesting ideas. You're like somebody I could have a beer with.
Yeah.
Like I can just enjoy spending time with, which is kind of a big kind of litmus test for me, I think, with a lot of people. And I just like his ideas. They're very progressive ideas, but they're also very common sense ideas as well. And you just get this sense that he's kind of a goofy person and that, like, you know, he makes a lot of mistakes. I think it's pretty funny. I like people who are very flawed people. I enjoy that. I don't want to listen to things where people are very manicured all the time. And like, it seems like the projection of themselves is this larger than life thing where they're telling this personal myth about themselves in a sense, or they believe that.
Yeah.
And so anybody who's just very much themselves, they have made sense of who they are in the world and they're okay with it. So I was just like listening to his commentary about the world and different points of views and technology and faith and just all different things in the world going on and just being a regular person about it. So that's what I would hope is listening. I'm listening to when I turn it on, you know.
That's awesome. Yeah, perfection is such a myth. And anyone that is doing these lies, it's so hard to really connect from a very personal standpoint. So having these intimate people in your ears is pretty great when they are flawed and they are showing their true selves or whatever.
Yeah, definitely. I think of people like, I always say, like, if you could be yourself in all platforms, you know, that you can be, you've made sense of yourself in all situations and you can feel good about being that person no matter where you are. You've made sense of your life. And versus going, well, I have these sets of friends and these sets of friends and, you know, these sets of friends, they don't know this about me, but then these people know this about me and I have to act this way around this thing. That seems exhausting to me. You've made sense of yourself. You've stopped telling yourself the myth of yourself and you've just, and just accepted and really embraced who you are as a human. And I just like that when that comes through on other people, you know?
Yes. Amazing. All right, Jessica, what about you? What would you listen to right now?
Right now, I am in the middle of an episode of Get Booked, which is one of the Book Riot podcasts. So I am a huge reader. I read usually over 100 books a year in all different genres. And so I love podcasts that give me different book recommendations. And so this one in particular is a recommendation show. So people can write in with any possible type of question about a book that they would want to read or a book they'd want to give to somebody else. And so you get recommendations all over the map. And I like some of their other, I listen to For Real is another Book Riot podcast. It's all about nonfiction. And then I also like What Should I Read Next? Modern Mrs. Darcy's podcast, which is also a recommendation show. And so I get a wide range of book recommendations from the podcast I listen to.
Oh, that's awesome. I may need to add What Should I Read Next to my list to check out, because I'm always like, I'll finish a book and I'll be like, okay, what? Now what? And then it's like when you're trying to review Netflix to figure out what to watch. It's just like, I don't know what I want to watch. So you spend 3 hours trying to figure it out. Stressful.
Right. Yeah. The thing I like about that one is that one is a deep dive into one person's reading preferences. And so you can listen to it and think, you know, oh yeah, this person likes a lot of the same books that I like. And so therefore the recommendations are probably things I would like, or conversely, like,
nope,
no, we have very different tastes. And so now I know to stay away from these other books that, you know, are getting recommended to them because I probably won't like those either.
Right. I really like, that's kind of what I wanted for this show too, was let's get to know the person that is going to give recommendations before they give recommendations, because every podcast is not for everyone. You know, someone that is it's their absolute favorite, it's not going to be someone else's favorite. And so having something like this where you can learn, okay, I'm getting that person's vibe. I like where they're living in their space, in their life. Like, I'm going to listen to the shows that they're recommending. You know, it's all, recommendations are so personal. And so being able to really know who is presenting it is important. I love it. All right. The final podcast question. We have arrived. Darian, give me your favorite podcast and tell me why you love it so much.
One that I think I probably listen to the most frequently and I really enjoy it is, it's probably going to sound funny, but it's actually like a sports talk podcast. And I'm a big sports fan. I love sports, so I don't like that live sports is not on right now.
I know.
But oh, I love this. It's called Speak for Yourself with Jason Whitlock and Marcellus Wiley. Jason Whitlock's a longtime journalist, and Marcellus Wiley, a former NFL athlete. And I don't think it's like a lot of sports talk shows that have been made into podcasts, because they don't just talk about sports. There's many aspects of the show where they dive very deep into issues going on in the world, you know, political issues, different social, psychological issues going on. And they answer them, and they're hilarious in the way they answer them. They're just so honest. They're so raw with their answers. And then it feels like a family. So they bring in different family members to be on the show. They have like Uncle Jimmy at the end, and he tells jokes and stuff like that. And it's just like, it's really funny, but it also can be very serious. So it does a good job of giving you information, being serious, but also being very lighthearted and mixing all those things together in a show, which I think can be very difficult to do. And combining all those things. So whenever I see it, you know, on Apple Podcasts and it pops up new episode today, because they basically do it every day, I'm so pumped. I have to listen to it. It's easy listening, goes by very quickly. I get my sports fix, and I also get to learn about different points of view about different culture. And specifically, they talk a lot about Black culture and things. I'm an African-American, and I like to get their points of view on that and the current points of view related to it and how that's affected the host and how they grew up and how they're living today and stuff. So I think it just hits a lot of different important points for me personally. So that's definitely like my daily favorite thing to listen to.
Nice. That sounds really, really interesting. Yeah, I'm going to have to check that out. Even though no guarantees, because I'm not a huge sports person, I love listening to people that are really passionate about what they're talking about. And it sounds like that's the kind of show that this is, which is pretty great.
Yeah, definitely.
That's awesome. All right, Jessica, what is your favorite show and why do you love it?
Well, I kind of have two answers to this question. There's like the, you know, when most people ask me, you know, what would you recommend or like, what's your favorite? I usually go with Reply All, because that's, I think, broadly, a lot of people like that show for a lot of reasons. You get the investigative journalism, but also like lots of humor, witty banter. And so Reply All is like a safe go-to favorite recommendation. Mm-hmm. But like the one that brings me the most joy when it pops up in my podcast feed is Delete This by Hank and Catherine Green. And some people may know Hank Green as the he created the PodCon conference that I referenced earlier. If you're a podcaster, I've been a fan of Hank and John Green, who do the Vlogbrothers YouTube channel, since way back in 2007. That same summer I was interning, I found their videos and binged on all those as well. And so this podcast, Delete This, is just Hank and his wife going through his Twitter feed from the last week and talking about, you know, what things made him angry or what was going on in current events, or they talk about like hilarious memes that are going around. And so it's just like the dumbest podcast, but it makes me so happy. And they are like the most adorable couple. And so I don't know that I would recommend it to anyone who was not already a fan of the Green Brothers, because it's pretty idiosyncratic, but it just makes me laugh so hard and I love it so much.
The relationship between the two of them is so special. And you can really feel it in the podcast, and the way that they speak with each other and the way that they're communicating and interacting is just really, really, really special.
Agreed.
Yes. Perfect. All right. Well, before we hop into the final bonus question, audience, this is your friendly reminder that if you have a question you would like me to ask our guests, just tweet with the hashtag FIYE bonus. That's fire. Bonus. And this episode's question is, if you could ask advice from any historical figure, who would it be and what would you ask them?
That's a pretty good question. That's a very good question. just one person?
Yep, just one person.
I've answered this before. I'm going to say Dr. Martin Luther King. I would have loved to just be around him and understand how to ask him, how do you deal with such anger with people who don't understand another person for that? And I feel like we have come a long way in our society in that sense with civil rights and things of that nature. I'm not saying like I'm a huge, like diehard person into it, but I just think that in many ways in today's society, we're still grappling with a lot of those issues and how we treat people.
Yeah.
And how we connect with people. And I would have loved to just listen and, you know, take advice from him about how he dealt with all these different things going on. And, you know, the protests, it's so funny. We have protests going on now, but then I think about the historical aspect of those protests and the contrast between them. And just how did you live on a daily basis when there's a lot of threats and a lot of potential violence and difficult times on a regular basis, and stay composed and guide people in a very loving, kind way? I think for me, I always aspire to be good to other people, be a good example of treating other people, and be humble and be caring and be loving. And so I think for someone like that who, in our history, is in the pantheon of people, is risen up as such an important figure. I would just love to learn what he went through on a daily basis. I think that's kind of the whole thing with the podcast too. Is like, I like exploring the lives of other people, like the really intimate details, the behind the curtain aspect of it. I think what we see of people is not always what is actually happening behind the closed doors. So I would love to know what was happening behind the scenes during that time.
Yeah, especially that comment you made about how he still was able to be so kind when there was so much hate targeted towards him, I think is a great, yes, I want to know that too. So go ahead and just let me know after you talk to him.
Yeah.
Just pass that on to me, please.
Yeah, it's hard. I think we look at our life today and there's, I think that we've come a long way in a lot more tolerance and acceptance of so many different types of ways people live and culture. But there's still the element when you see it, it's hard to understand. I actually think sometimes when I watch documentaries on Netflix and things of that nature, and every once in a while I'll talk to somebody who's very close-minded, I don't get it.
Yeah,
I don't understand it. But I strive to be kind and loving in my communication with people I talk to, no matter how different our points of views are. Because regardless of how different we may be, I could still be loving to the person and caring about them. And that's what I want to be remembered by, you know.
Great, great answer. All right, Jessica, it's your turn. No pressure.
No worries. The book that I finished most recently was Bell Hooks' Ain't I a Woman? Black Women and Feminism. And that title, of course, comes from a speech given by Sojourner Truth. And so I was just thinking about what it would be like to talk to Sojourner Truth. In our podcast, we try really hard to highlight intersectional feminism and lift up voices that are sometimes more marginalized within the feminist community, women of color, non-binary people. And so the speech that Sojourner Truth gave was essentially pushing back on the white feminists in the first wave feminist movement to say the way that you're defining womanhood is, you know, too limited and leaves me out. And she made the argument that, you know, you don't have to be saying, well, we think women could be able to work if they were given the chance because, hey, I've been working as a slave. Like, ain't I a woman? I've been doing this work. Why don't I count? And so I would just want to ask her, you know, in what ways could we be more inclusive in the way that we talk about feminism today, the way that we talk about it on our podcast? And would she feel like her experience was included in the way that feminism is talked about in intersectional circles today?
Yeah. Feel free to send me an email after you talk to her as well. I would also like to know those answers, and both of your answers are absolutely perfect. Thank you so much for taking the time to share that and the effort and energy that thinking on your feet takes. And also thank you for answering my questions about podcasts. And thank you, audience, for listening to this episode of Friends in Your Ears. You can find us online at friendsinyourears.com or on Twitter at Friends in Ears. You can find Dr. Darian Parker on LinkedIn. Link will be in the show notes. And Jessica is on Twitter at Holy Feminist, and I am at Mrs. Soup. Thank you again so much. And I hope you all have a most amazing day.